are kind of in that home stretch, kind of gearing up to make sure that Christmas and the holidays are as festive as they can be. And those people who have needs on the gift side, the gift receiving side, right? We've kind of crossed that Rubicon, are looking for some of the latest and greatest. On the line with us now, you know her. She's the founder of Techish. She is the lead tech expert for USA Today. You've seen her in the New York Times and, of course, on the Today Show, the one and only Jennifer Jolly. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. This is a very exciting and very busy time of year. The Jennifer Jolly bat signal has been high in the sky for a while now. And sometimes it's
That's exactly right. It's like, hey,
what's a trend? You know, what's popular this year? But a lot of the things that are trending these days may not have even existed a couple of years ago, at least not in their current form.
Most of these things did not exist in their current form a few years ago. I was just kind of looking at my, you know, the top tech that we didn't have a decade ago as we go into this new decade. And, you know, we didn't have Uber, Lyft, and Airbnb 10 years ago. That's hard to believe, right? Like, imagine that world with no Uber, Lyft, or Airbnb. AirPods, we experienced AirPods and the death of the headphone jack. And now all the news is about wireless headphones, wireless earpods. So, yeah, we've come a long way. All the Alexa, the voice assistant, Siri, we're looking at driverless cars as we go into the next decade. So it's been an amazing journey, and there's a lot ahead. But really what we'll see and what will really shape the next year is all of this crazy, jaw-dropping OMG tech will get more user-friendly. I expect a huge backlash against how addicted we are to our phones and what that will look like. And, of course, we'll use tech to solve our tech problems. and then also going into CES, the giant, you know, world's largest consumer electronics show, I am seeing a ton of health tech, and we're looking at, I did a story recently where it's 10,000 people a day in America are turning 65. We're at that baby boomer senior, you know, now hitting that senior citizen age. So a lot of the way tech is headed will be really geared toward that demographic.
I'll let the listeners know we're talking with Jennifer Jolly, expert, tech expert for USA Today and so many other places. Has it changed where, because the tech, as far as health tech, is fun. It's exciting. It allows you to be able to monitor things in different ways. And it isn't so clinical or obligatory or, you know, it isn't something that you feel that you need to, that you just need to do in order to stay alive. Is it bad? We saw that commercial and sort of the flare up with Peloton where somebody got an exercise bicycle and they weren't necessarily supposed to enjoy it in that way. But isn't it for some of our older people or people just want to get healthy? Is it cool to give people health tech or do they see it as, you know, you're kind of indicating they need to work out more?
Well, I think health tech will go beyond just exercise. Now, I have to, you know, give the caveat that I was an early tester of that Peloton bike. I still have that same one 5 years later, and I and everyone in my family still uses it several times a week. It has been the only piece of exercise equipment ever to grace our gadget lab studios, my home, and really, you know, work its way into our family's kind of daily routine. So I'm a huge fan of Peloton. It is ridiculously expensive, as is sort of all the best tech out there. It's still ridiculously expensive. I don't know a better way to put that. But in terms of an investment and one piece of exercise gear that I will stand behind, sit on, whatever, forever, I love that bike. And I don't think anyone else has done even remotely a comparable job, you know, Tonal and Mirror and all these mirrors that you can stream exercise classes through a mirror, a smart mirror. None of them come close to what Peloton really hit on. So love that. In terms of, you know, when I talk health tech, it's not all fitness-y related anymore. So we're looking at like smart monitors that we can use to help our aging parents age in place at home and grow old gracefully and at home where they really want to be, but without the fear that, hey, they're going to have one fall and nobody's going to know. Right. So it's things like that to really look forward to over this next decade.
You know, it has really changed in a bunch of different ways. You know, the where you used to have maybe have someone come into the house or maybe even go into sort of an institutional setting, now with sort of the smart homes and whether it's Alexis or any of the different kind of things, and then even with Fitbits and ways for people to keep track of stuff. You know, one of our in-laws, she fell down, had a bunch of health issues, and you looked at the way that she was even keeping track of some of the things was all charts, you know, writing it down by hand, and then you've got, you know, like a Fitbit or some of the newer ways that you can do it on the health side with the wearables, and it really makes a tremendous difference.
Yeah, so here's a strange sort of ironic dichotomy. We will see younger people shunning higher layers of tech. So a lot of people are going for, there's a phone called the Lite Phone 2, and it is an insanely basic phone. You can do what with it? Make phone calls. That's about it. You can do some light texting. You can order a Lyft or an Uber and do a tiny bit of social media. But for the most part, it is a phone to use as a phone and nothing else. It's $350, and they can't make them fast enough. That's what the under 35 crowd is starting to buy more and more of. And then, you know, conversely, you're looking at 55 and over. They are going for the most expensive iPhones, the most expensive Samsung Galaxy phones. They are getting more connected and then learning how to use that technology to do things like, say, you know, Alexa, turn on the TV, or Siri, what's the weather? My dad is almost 81 years old. He is obsessed with the weather on his iPhone. We get a full weather report every night at dinner. And then the other way tech is really changing their lives, my parents' lives, he just got his first new pair of hearing aids after a decade. He got his last hearing aids 10 years ago, and we were watching him become more and more withdrawn during family gatherings, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and he's a brilliant man, and with these new hearing aids, it's like he's gotten his life back.
Wow.
So things like that, and we've gotten dad back, you know, or grandpa back.
You think of it
things like that.
On the tech side, oftentimes you'll think of driverless cars or new video games or amazing things your phone can do, but sometimes it's the simplest things that it can really affect in a big way. When it comes to kids, I was talking with Dave before you got on, and our kids are past the toys, at least two of them are past the toys and in to sort of the tech things. They have their own phones, but we're kind of clueless, like you mentioned too, some of the things that would be great to have. Didn't even exist a few years ago before I stopped sort of following every single thing. So what are some of the things that kids, you know, maybe you're, you know, 11, 12, yeah, 13 years old would be great kind of gifts on the tech side that they can appreciate?
A lot of people are asking me that question this year. And really the answer is things that will grow along with them and help them be creative. So I'm spacing on the name. It's right in front of me a second ago. The GoPro, I don't know why I spaced on that name. I talk about it, I look at it, I use it several times a day. GoPro cameras are huge in that kind of preteen, teenage crowd to create videos, not only to just document their lives as, you know, all the cool things they do, whether it be on bicycles or skateboards or skiing, but also to create, you know, the TikToks, the movies, the visual imaging. So those are really big this year. And GoPros, I think, are still the best of the live action streaming cameras. They're all the way to the 8 now. And it is amazing. You can use your voice to turn it on and off.
Wow.
The battery life lasts a long time. You can live stream. That's been a big one. Scooters are another hot buy. You know, of course, we look at motorized scooters, and I just had this conversation with a friend of mine who was asking me the same question the other day. She wants her 14-year-old to be able to scooter to high school. Well, most states have laws that to ride a motorized scooter, you have to at least have a driver's license. So parents, be sure to check that. And if you put your kid on a scooter or let them ride or drive a scooter, get him a helmet. Get him a really cool Lumos helmet, L-U-M-O-S helmet. It's got the lights in the back. It's super cool, super high tech, not all that expensive. But those are two great ones for kids. And then I was just playing around with a Lego haunted house the other day. Now, this is, you know, your normal 1,500-piece Lego build that is awesome, but then it has a layer of augmented reality. So you download an app on your phone or your iPad, your tablet, you hold it in front of this Lego castle, and you see ghosts flying around, and you can play games and find treasures. So, I mean, I'm a little older than the demographic we're talking about, but those are all things,
yeah.
Well, you know, that are really interesting to me.
Well, it seems like a way to not only have things that didn't exist that are brand new, that are groundbreaking, but also kind of take some of the things you know and love from the past and sort of update them, right? And do that. You mentioned the brand on the helmets, the Lumis, and we had a caller, a texter wanted to know, what is the brand or one that you'd recommend on the hearing aid side for some of those advanced ones?
Oh, my gosh. There are some really, really good ones coming out. They're out now. I just finished up a story with a brand called Phonak, Phonak. And they are making a lot of new hearing aids. And I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to pull it up as we talk of the type that my dad got. They have Ergo, these little Neo hearing aids. They're virtually invisible. They're not all that expensive. Those aren't the kind that he just got. I believe he got the Sonova kind. But let's see. Phonak is one that's making really, really, yeah, Phonak Sky Marvel, I think it's right. Something like that.
Well, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that stuff. There's a lot of brands out there doing some great work. And in the last like 20 seconds or so, for those people who want to keep up with all your adventures, I know we're going to talk with you when CES comes as well. But give out the way people can follow your adventures.
Head to my website at techish.com. That's undergoing a bit of an overhaul for the new year and the new decade. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those normal places. And then USA Today every single week. My video series used to be called Tech Now. That's undergoing a new facelift for the new decade as well. But I'm still there at USA Today Tech. So usatoday.com/tech.
Jennifer Jolly, the best in the business, one of them. And thanks so much for everything you're doing. Have a great holiday, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much. And, of course, I have to say, jolly holidays.
It works for you.